Home cooking. This is Mike Kraft with your Panthers.com Insider Report. Two Panthers players return to familiar surroundings here at Camp Wofford. Brenton Burson and DJ Moore have a leg up on many of their Panthers teammates. Burson, who left Wofford as one of the most highly decorated receivers in school history, is making his second attempt to make the Carolina Panthers roster.
I mean, I'm a little more confident. They brought me back. That means a lot. But it's the same thing. You got to take advantage of every rep you get. And you don't get that many when there's 12, 13 receivers on the roster. So you got to take advantage of that.
What are the benefits of not only being familiar with Wofford, but also being familiar with going through your second time?
It makes it a lot easier. I mean, knowing the grounds, you're just a lot more comfortable. And coming around the second year, I know the offense a lot more. Maybe last year I'd get in there, I was thinking a lot. You can't run full speed when you're thinking.
DJ Moore has been out at practice bright and early every single day, and for good reason. When he looks in the crowd, he sees a lot of familiar faces. But I'm telling you, this is all part of it, and for you being here with the folks from your hometown, very important to reach out.
I think so. Even if you're not from this town, I think it's important to reach out, you know, to show the kids that you can come out in any situation.
But you're enjoying this. It's living the dream.
NFL team
in your hometown.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good time. You know, my wife ain't got to stay in the hotel. I can go home. I can do all the stuff I want. I mean, all the people I know here.
That didn't stop Moore from making a new friend when he invited Sergeant Adam Hoyle out onto the practice field to throw a few passes.
Well, I was sitting over here observing, and I just got pulled in the stands by number 20 Moore. I'm a little speechless right now. It really made my day. I came out here expecting just to watch some ball, you know, some practice, and for him to pull me out of the stands like that and throw some ball really made my day. Yeah.
I just normally like normally pull kids out, but all the kids run away trying to get autographs, and I seen them asking me wanting to catch and stuff like that. So I normally do it like once a day or whatnot. So bring kids and stuff. So
showing support for the military, very important.
It is important, you know, when you have guys that put their life on the line, you know, and we just playing football. You know, you got to admire those guys more than you admire us.
This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.